Erev Tov, Rabotai. Okay, so last we spoke, yesterday, we started on the topic of Pat Yisrael, Pat Akum, Pat Paltir. Anyway, not that. So, we also spoke about how Pat Yisrael pertains to Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Yes, Tafresh Gimel. What did Maran say? He says, Af Mishayinon Nizhar, even when a person's not Nizhar, Mipat Akum during the rest of the year. Now, obviously, it was Maran Toma, not Pat Ba'al Abayit, because Pat Ba'al Abayit is Asur. He's talking about Pat Panter during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Ulanu Machmirim. No? Oreos, no. During Aseret Yemei Teshuvah.
Oreos is an example. You can't eat.
Yeah, correct. They're Jewish Oreos, like Haimish one. I know what you're talking about. Blumios. Blumios. Yeah, anyway, the kids are. It's okay. Yeah. Ah. Eze bachur echemed ishtabach shemo. Yoshvim lumdim Torah. Eze schut. Eze metikut. Anyway. So, Maran says during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you have to be machmir. Hey, wait a second. How come Maran didn't say anything about Yashan, Basar Chalak? Why do you only say Pat Yisrael? Because Maran was talking about something that's not Asur Min Adin that you should be Machmir on during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. He's not... All the other stuff, which is Isurim, he's not going to tell you, okay, be Machmir on Isurim during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Ma te choshev? Huh? It's like he's telling you, don't... do Shmirat Ha'ainayim during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Hello. Which, by the way, the poskim say that during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we're under the microscope, so everything's more important. You have to be extra careful with everything. Deoraitas, the Rabbanan, and everything. But he's not going to tell you, okay, be careful now. Which is mashma, that don't be careful the rest of the year.
Everything is connected the whole year. No?
The Maharchu, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, writes that in Shara Kavanot, that every week, meaning every day of the week of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, a person's able to meet mitaken all of those days of the week of the previous year. Now, here's the thing. Somebody asked me once, which is a good shayla. Okay, you're a pat paltir person during the rest of the year. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you're in your best behavior. Maran says, Tachmir, Machmir. Motzei Yom Kippur, you're back to Oreos. Asita mashu or lo asita mashu?
Right.
Is it worth it or not?
You push yourself for that time. It's something.
Is it worth anything? Vadai. What's the answer?
Yeah,
sure. Why? Because the point is during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, when you're under the microscope, you want to be showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you care and you're doing something. Even if it's not going to last forever necessarily, but you're showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I care, here I'm doing this. Now, again, you can't be machmir on Pat Yisrael during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and like completely trash Lashon Hara. It don't work like that. That's not a fair trade-off. You have to be careful about everything because, you know, your life literally hangs in the balance. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Benonim Teluim Ve'omdim. We're, you know, like, you ever heard the expression kicking the bucket? We have the hangman's noose around our neck. We're standing on the bucket, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide whether to kick the bucket or release the noose. Is it not tzchok? I'm saying it's a big deal. Now, towards the end of the Siman, like I told you the other day, there are fundamental differences between Bishul Akum and Pat Akum. You remember? You remember one that we spoke about already? Commercially? Commercial pat, mutar. Commercial bishul, asur, according to Rova Puskin. There's another one. What constitutes Yisrael? Meaning, not the Yisrael itself, but what constitutes involvement of the Yisrael to make something pat Yisrael versus to make it bishul Yisrael? Bishul Yisrael, big machloket. Big. Siman kufyut gimal, in yodea, saib zayin. Machloket. Rishonim, which becomes a machloket Maran Berama. Famously, Berama says, and this is what Ashkenazim follow, that just turning on the fire, the Jew just turning on the fire, akol beseder. You're good. That's considered enough Jewish involvement to consider it bishul Israel. And Ashkenazim kach noagim. Not only that, let's say the Jew didn't even turn on the fire that's being used to cook. He turned on a candle, and then the goy transferred from that candle and he lit the fire under the food. Says the Rama, beseder. Da'at Maran, no. What does Maran require for Bishul Yisrael? That's always, everybody knows, the Sfaradim, Machmirim. What does Maran require? You have to be mishtatef in the actual food. Actually, put the food in the oven, put the pot on the fire, to actually participate in the Gufa Bishul and let it reach Ma'achal Ben Derusai, which is at least a third of its cooking time. Which means that you need actual Ma'aseh. That's Bishul. Pat is a little different. Even according to Maran, Pat is more Mekin. Why? Where the Ran explains, where is there more Kirva? Remember with the Ikara Gzera, originally was the intermarriage. Remember the assimilation. What makes you endear a goy more? A steak or a piece of bread? Why? Not only the money.
No. It's more involved.
It's more luxurious. Not only a steak necessarily, but anything bishul. Bread is a staple. You know, everyone lives on bread. So even if you may, okay, you know what I'm saying? I need it to survive. Bishul is common. Even rice. Bishul akum applies to rice. But what? The Torah says, "Kilo al lechem levado yechi adam." All a person needs to live is bread and water. And kadosh. Ole an shulcham lachim. Right? But by bishul, that's already what? That's...
What about
a
croissant?
Like, croissant is baked.
But it's fancy.
The Chachamin can't start splitting hairs in the same zera. What do you want to ask?
Really quick.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant, do you have to ask for kosher hands or not? I heard from someone that you...
Kosher hands?
That you don't like,
is that what you just called it?
That's what I heard.
Rabbi Kohl.
Is that what they call in L.A.? I like that. Okay. What's Ashgach in L.A.? RCC?
RCC, or? OK, OU, it depends.
OK took over Kehila, no? I think they took over Kehila. Yeah, so... I was there one time. I'll tell you a story. I went to LA a few times in my life, usually to give shiurim. Give, you know. And even vacations are not really vacations. I just take my wife to give shiurim. And then, you know, and then a little universal, a little... So, there was a... somebody... I was looking for a place. You know, we were staying in a hotel. Looking for a place to eat. There's a place in Beverly Hills called La Gondola. Anyway, buddy, this is Beverly Hills.
No, this is like
Wilshire.
Very good.
So, alachnu. Now, it's not pashut. I said, you know, and I'm not easy to please. I called the mashgiach before. He said, when you come see me. I think it's an OU restaurant. And he said, come see me. It is. He says, come see me. I promise you, you'll be impressed. I said, listen, you know, I'm Sfaradi, Basar Chalak Bet Yosef, Bishul Yisrael, Yashan. You know what I'm saying? It was in the winters. I'm not an easy pleaser. Yeah. He says, Tavo. I said, I'm like, is that a challenge? I'm up to challenges. I can handle challenges. I came. He came. He spoke. Now, again, you know, sometimes Mashgichim are hit or miss. What do you do? I spoke to him, and he told me, this is this, and this is this, and I can do Bishul Yisrael. Beginning 10. It was really on top of his game. He impressed me. I said, well, this is a chidush. It's a big deal. You know, I've given a shiur about this many times before. A hashgacha is only as good as the mashgiach. The hashgacha could be really great. The mashgiach is a representative of the hashgacha. What it boils down to is when you go to any place and you see the mashgiach and you talk to him, whatever, the question you ask yourself is, okay, after... I have a shiur about the questions, by the way. But all the questions that I asked him, after speaking to him and whatever, would I feel comfortable eating in his house or not? Is that a legit question?
Yes.
If the answer is yes, tfaddan. If the answer is no, so why would you eat in his restaurant? Some people don't look at it that way, but it's not true. The Rav... the Rabbi Machshir, the Badatz, whoever it is, they're not there. They're not boots on the ground. They come once in a while. Their shaliach is the Mashgiach. You have to remember that. I was also in, I have a lot of friends who are Shochatim in Montreal, in Toronto. In Toronto or Montreal? Neither?
LA, where
you?
LA.
Oh, LA also? Okay, where's our Montreal friends? Kitzer. So sometimes I do that also. I travel just to go to visit, over, like see certain shchitot and whatever. So I always like to get a feel of the... LA doesn't have shchitot. Doesn't they import? They import. It's no. It's all very very small operation over. Yeah, could be, but nothing major. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Nerola boys, their father. Yeah, Rabbi Nerola. Nachon. So, Mikol Makom. You know, you have to know where you. You have to look into stuff. Don't take everything with a grain of salt, and don't be ashamed to ask questions. It's Onam Abba we're talking about. Kashrut ze lo pashut. You gotta ask questions. No, I'm shy. I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. What are you even talking about? You buy a car, you buy a house, you don't ask questions? No. You go, Avraham wants to sell me a car. You say, okay, I'm in the market. And Avraham says, no, a car's great. Take my word for it. I love you, Avraham, but you know I'm gonna do research. If I buy a house from you, I'm going to do an appraisal. You know what I'm saying? Inspection. So why over there are you not ashamed to ask questions? What's a svara? Why are you not ashamed? Because I'm paying for it, right? I'm paying for it. I want to get what I pay for. Huh? So you're not paying for the food? Ah, it's religious. Who says in religion you're not allowed to ask questions? You ever open a Gemara? Huh? Open a Gemara. The whole thing is questions. Tishal. You have to be respectful. You have to not overstep your boundaries. But ask questions. It's encouraged. Anyway, by pat, it doesn't work like by bishul. Bishul nidat maran, you got to get in there. But by pat, it's not so machmir that Ran says. The participation of the Jew by pat is a lot more minimal. Even the chatechila. Turning on the oven, and that's it. Maspik l'da'at maran. Not only that. Works. Well, lowering doesn't, because you're not really... Or lower it first, and then...
If you turn it on, they can change it however they want.
Fine. Now, another thing that works is... Chidush. Maran HaShulchan Aruch says... Here. Speaks about it a few times in a few seifim over here. There's something called Ashlachat Kesam. Let's say the goy already put the bread in the oven. Goy turned on the oven. Goy put the bread in the oven or the baked goods or whatever it is. Are you done? No. Says Maran. If the Jew shakes it up, let's say he shakes the coals in the oven, or even if he doesn't shake the coals, let's say he takes a toothpick and throws it in for fuel. A twig. Pat Yisrael.
Bishul?
Huh? Bishulo. Bishulo. For pat, it's a kula that we implement by pot, because pot is more mekid. But now let me ask you a question. Goy turned on the oven. Goy put the bread in the oven, and the bread is baked.
Not out yet.
Not out yet. Or even out. Anything to do?
I like crunchy bread.
I'm asking you. What do you say? Any way to save it? But it's already baked. Listen to this. Kuf yud bet, saif yud bet, in yuleda, says Manan, listen carefully. Im afa oved kochavim apat belo chitu Yisrael ublo kesam. If a goy baked the bread, the Jew didn't turn on the fire, he didn't throw a twig, he didn't shake the coals, garnished. Afilu karmu pne apat batanur, מועיל חיתוי ישראל כל זמן שהפת צריך לתנור ומשביח באפייתו עדיין. First opinion of Maran says, even if the bread's already in there, there's something that's called krimat apat. You know what that is? When it browns. When the outer layer browns. What's that? That's the initial baking. The halacha is that as long, even after it browns, it still, you know, it still needs the oven to bake better. As long as it's still in a matzav, that it still needs the oven to bake better and it's mashbiach, the Jew can still get involved. It's not too late. Mashma that what? Once it's fully baked, even though it's in the oven still, if it's fully baked, you're not doing anything, you're toast. Watch this. V'yesh mi she'omer she'afilu hotzi ha'pat yesh takana le'achziro la'tanur al yedei Yisrael im u'mashbiach. Some say, even if you're finished, it was taken out already of the oven. There's a takana for Yisrael to put it back in the oven and bake it a little bit more if it gets better. If it won't get better, it just burn, no good. But if by putting it back in the oven, so what was the difference between the first and the second opinions? First opinion is, getting better only works as long as it's still in the oven. Once you took it out, shalom. Second opinion was what? Even if you took it out, if you put it back in and it's mashbiach, the Yisrael can still save it. Okay? How do we paskin? There's many times in Shulchan Aruch that Maran in the Shulchan Aruch brings multiple opinions. What do you do when Maran brings conflicting opinions? What do you do now? Rules, people. Here's rules. Stam v'yesh. But over here we have a stam v'yesh mishomer. Hagaon Kaf HaChaim, Maran Achida in Birkei Yosef, they both say that over here we have to be machmir like the stam. The Talacha is that in a situation like this, since over here, what's the stam opinion? Anonymous. No, anonymous. It doesn't say yesh omrim, yesh mishomer, a name. Just says, im afa, just go straight. Like, I don't know if you saw the bottom of the Bet Amudah, stam mishnah. Maze stam mishnah? Anonymous, no names. So, stam opinion in Maran, that means that he's following that opinion, says the Kaf HaChaim and Maran Achida, especially when he's being machmir against the Yeshmi. That's why he says, Yeshmi Shomer. Yeshmi Shomer is what? Yes, yeah, somebody says that, but we don't hold like it. Kach Pasak Agon Kaf HaChaim and Maran Achida. However, there's many poskim that disagree with that. This is a situation of B'diavad. He holds Afilu B'diavad Yudan, which means he holds that once the bread is done baking and you took it out of the oven, shalom. The Eirech HaShulchan, Rabbi Yitzchak Taib. Taib, you know what Aida that is? Huh? No, Taib. Tet Yod Yod Bet. It's Tunisian. Tunisian. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Libyan was the Shulchan Lechem Apanim, Ma'aser Rakach. Rabbi Yaakov Rakach, he was Av Bedin in Tripoli. Gaon Gadol. Anyway, many Gdolim. Many, many Gdolim Chazakim know. Where are you from, Tripoli or Benghazi?
Both. Well,
two centers over there. Anyway, Bikitsur. Mikol Makom, you're also African American. Like me. Huh? You too? Your father was born in Morocco? So you lost it.
Yeah. Too far away. Too
yeah, far. You lost it. I am African American. Yeah, you said that. Your parents were born in Syria?
Both of them, yeah.
Arabic? Full, yeah. Anyway, so you. So what does that make you? Asian American?
Okay.
That works in this generation. Huh? That works to your benefit in this generation. Yeah. You get whatever you want now. Anyway, huh? Oh, your mother was born in Libya. Oh, so you're not African. You're too far removed. You're noten tam, but noten tam. Mikol makom, the Erech Hashulchan Rabbi Yitzchak Taib, he writes that no, when Maran does this. Da'ato lehakel, like the Yesh Mishomer. Why did he say Yesh Mishomer? Why did he set it up in a way that Yesh Mishomer? You know what he says the rule is? Maran will say Yesh Mishomer when the Amudei Hora'ah and the Shas didn't say this. If it was a chidush from another posek besides for the Amudei Hora'ah. Miza Amudei Hora'ah, Rif, Ramban, Rosh. Those are the three pillars of Psak that the Bet Yosef, if you look, this is recommend, almost, we would call it mandatory reading. Huh? The Tur got it from his father, the Rosh. The Tur was the son of the Rosh. So almost the entire Tur is built off of the Rosh. Huh? He does sometimes, but mandatory reading people for the Talmidim, Hakdama of the Bet Yosef. How he paskins? How Bet Yosef arrives at Psak? Doesn't that interest you? What's the method? How does he get there? Maose, where does he look? What are you doing? There's a machloke. Akol Shama. Akol Shama. He tells you the methodology, all the formulas. And then you understand what he's saying and why he's paskining, and then you can do it yourself. Hakdama shel Bet Yosef, all the way in the beginning of Orach Chaim. Mikol makom, Erech HaShulchan says, yesh la'akil. Over here, since Pata Akum is only a din de Rabbanan anyways, la'alacha on ma'aseh, yesh la'akil kidvarav. That even if you took the bread out of the oven, even if it's fully baked, if you put it back in the oven, and it's going to be mashbiach, it's going to get better, yesh la'akil, to consider that Pat Yisrael velo Pata Akum. And it's going to get worse? No.
Like,
done.
No.
Baking. Let's say, for instance, a pita. Good example. Or a lafa. It comes out of the oven.
It takes 2 seconds.
That's true. But there's always... it depends. There's always a little bit more to bake in a pita. It'll get better before it gets worse. Yes? So if you do that, now pitas are also interesting. They don't bake pitas in a regular conventional oven. They bake in, you ever see how pitas are made?
Yeah.
You ever go to Kingsway? You know the bakery on Kings Highway? Pita Sababa. They have the pita, it has like a stone oven. You take the dough. That's how they did it in Arab countries. You take the dough and you slap it against the stone or the clay and it bakes like that. Now once you take it off, it's not sticky anymore. You understand? So over there you'd have a problem. In the beginning, when the dough is sticky, it'll stick to the wall. But once it's baked and you take it off, how's it going
to
stick now?
Does it have to be the same way that it was made?
Not necessarily. If you can find a way to put it in the oven and bake it a little bit more and it gets mashbiach, gam tov. But I'm just saying, potentially, that can be an issue. Tov, laila tov.